It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Two more Colorado counties are moving to a higher level of coronavirus restrictions. The changes start Friday in Archuleta and Gilpin counties to limit capacity at restaurants, businesses, and retail stores to 50%. Casinos in Blackhawk and Central City in Gilpin County will have to shut down table games. Archuleta County in southwest Colorado has confirmed 15 cases of COVID-19 over the last 2 weeks, the highest rate since the beginning of the pandemic. On Saturday, pharmacists will be able to prescribe medicines to prevent HIV. CPR's Claire Cleveland has more.
The number of people who contract HIV in any given year has been increasing in Colorado since 2015. Medications called PrEP and PEP are over 90% effective at preventing an HIV infection, and yet the drugs are underused. New legislation goes into effect this weekend that will increase access to care by allowing pharmacists to screen patients and prescribe the drugs. Michael Cruz with One Colorado, an LGBTQ advocacy organization, says pharmacies are an important access point for those who are at highest risk of an HIV infection.
I think that will help alleviate some of the concerns that people may have compared to, you know, having to sit down and talk to your primary care doctor, who could have been your primary care doctor for decades that you've never come out to.
It's not clear yet how many pharmacies or which ones will start offering the service. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
In Pueblo, the Environmental Protection Agency has cleaned up toxic lead and arsenic at hundreds of homes in the Colorado Smelter Superfund site. That work is slated to continue, but there's still a waste pile left behind the smelter that closed long ago, and funding for that cleanup is uncertain. Residents like Velma Campbell are angry.
It's EPA's intention, at least for the foreseeable future, to walk away from half of the project and leave this city stuck with a contaminated site squat in the middle of our community.
The waste pile is nearly as big as two football fields. Local officials say that getting that part of the project done is critical to revitalizing the area. Federal budgeting is still in process. EPA officials say they're not walking away. This morning it's 20 degrees in Pueblo, 22 in Denver, with highs close to 50 along the Front Range today. This is CPR News.